With all of the talk about the crisis in Ukraine, it's easy to forget that the Paralympics are well underway in nearby Sochi. Today, American Tatiana McFadden won her first Winter Paralympic medal there. She got silver in the cross-country 1 kilometer sit-ski sprint. Interestingly, McFadden was adopted as a child from a Russian orphanage. She's able to do some amazing things in a wheelchair. For many disabled Russians, though, just getting around can be an athletic feat. Charles Maines reports from Moscow.
Make no mistake, Moscow is one of the world's great cities. Red Square still inspires with its Onion Dome churches and sheer magnitude. The city's 80-year-old metro system is still, somehow even today, an unparalleled Soviet achievement in getting people from here to there. And the city's theaters, museum, and concert halls count among the world's finest. And yet, says Igor Gakov, these attractions remain all but off-limits to people with disabilities.
These pearls of the city, the places people want to see when they come to Moscow, they're not accessible.
Gakov is a native Muscovite who's been in a wheelchair for 16 years. He says the key to getting around the city he loves is to be fearless and essentially an everyday Paralympian.
I'm pretty strong. 70% of the city is accessible to me, but for others, it may be 30 or even 20%.
It's easy enough to see what he means. One only need look at Moscow's pedestrian underpasses. They have ramps, technically, but they're installed over steps descending a harrowing 45 degrees.
Верит в победу самых достойных. Флаг олимпийский.
When the Soviet Union hosted the Summer Olympics in Moscow in 1980, Soviet officials refused to combine it with the Paralympic Games. At the time, a Soviet official famously insisted the USSR had no invalids. Russia only ratified the UN Convention on the Rights of People with Disabilities in 2012, something the U.S. hasn't done, by the way. It was a long overdue move applauded by human rights groups.
We've been seeing a real push for improving the lives of people with disabilities, at least in Moscow. I mean, I think we're seeing it across the country, but in those cities that have more resources, we're seeing it happen faster.
Denise Roza is the American director of Perspektiva, a leading Russian NGO that promotes disability rights in the country. She says that while the situation is far from perfect, progress is evident. Public schools are beginning to accommodate children with disabilities, the disabled are increasingly entering the workforce, and public buildings are becoming accessible to all. In a sign of the changing times, the state has lavished attention on these Paralympic Games, especially after Russian Paralympians did well in the medal count in the Vancouver and London Games. The government has since poured money into Paralympic sports programs and advertising campaigns featuring the athletes. Russia leads in this year's Paralympics medal count as well. And Denise Roza, who just got back from Sochi, says the fans are showing up.
All these people, like thousands of people without disabilities in this stadium, cheering for the sledge hockey team. And I kept thinking to myself, they're cheering for disabled people. Would they have done this 5 years ago? Probably not. Would they have gone to a sledge hockey match? No. If that sledge hockey team comes to their town in a year, will they go? Yes, they will definitely go, and they'll tell their friends to go. So I think we're going to see all kinds of changes.
But there's a risk that all these efforts will be eclipsed by Russia's ongoing dispute with the West over Ukraine. The U.S. and U.K. delegations boycotted these Paralympic Games in protest over Russian intervention there. In a recent press conference, Russian President Vladimir Putin insisted these political gestures were the height of cynicism. But as the West and Russia face off over the fate of Ukraine, Russia's disability rights activists are hoping some of the focus can stay on breaking new barriers rather than drawing new borders. For The World, this is Charles Maines in Moscow.